This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Near Oklahoma City, site of Monday's tornado, the massive recovery and relief efforts are ongoing with 24 people known dead. Many volunteers and donors are coming from outside the state, and among the challenges, matching offers of help with what needs to be done. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Hours after the tornado touched down, Will Cleaver was on the road, driving a trailer full of supplies from Kansas City to Oklahoma. Cleaver is a co-founder of a group called Operation Barbecue Relief, a nonprofit that prepares food after disasters like this one, including the tornado that hit Joplin, Missouri.
The number of teams and volunteers we had show up, we were able to do 110,000 meals down there.
It's one of many smaller volunteer organizations helping out in Moore, Oklahoma. Bigger organizations are there too, including the American Red Cross. People from all over want to help. They're willing to send money, donate their time. But after a disaster, there tends to be confusion about what's needed. Katria O'Neill runs Recovers.org, a company that tries to simplify that.
We're able to create more efficiency in response by pushing people towards what the greatest needs are before the community even knows what those needs are.
It's important, she says, to learn from previous disasters and to listen to locals. A common misconception, she says, is that survivors need clothes. But for someone who lost his home, that's not at the top of the list. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.